Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good afternoon, everybody. Matt Steinmetz, along with John Dickinson, Daryl the Guru Johnson, and Bonte Hill, taking the day off, a well-deserved day off. And we've got breaking news in the NFL, and it's actually more specific than that. It applies to the San Francisco 49ers. Wide receiver Deebo Samuel suffered a broken foot earlier in the week in Tennessee. It was during a throwing session with teammates who had gathered there. He's having surgery today. It is a Jones fracture, which is the same injury that Trent Taylor had, and it kept Trent Taylor out all of last season. And Deebo Samuel, JD, unequivocally, especially because Emmanuel Sanders left for New Orleans, I mean, he was the de facto number one receiver, and now we don't know. Now we don't know. The best possible case, according to Ian Rapoport, is that he'll be ready by early in the season. But again, after seeing what happened with Trent Taylor last year, it's hard not to think the worst, if you know what I mean.
The one thing we should point out is the fact that, you know, not every Jones fracture is the same. And you know, while there's different levels to it, and originally, you know, Trent Taylor had some setbacks. Like, there was a belief at one point that Trent Taylor was going to be back relatively quickly as well. It's just that Jones fracture has a propensity at times to linger and possibly cause other issues. So I think the initial timeline of, you know, as Ian Rapoport said in on NFL Network, he should return quickly in 2020. That's an optimistic view. It's not a view that can't happen, but it's a little bit trickier than that as well.
Yeah, 888-957-9570. We're going to switch it up on the fly because this is really big news. Deebo Samuel suffered a broken foot during a throwing session in Tennessee. And Deebo Samuel having surgery today. And Ian Rapoport of NFL Network reporting that best case scenario is Deebo Samuel getting back at the beginning of the season. 888-957-9570. You're a 49er fan. Rate this on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of significance. I don't know if it's a 10, but it's certainly up there. And here's what I was thinking, JD, because now there's a lot of different offshoots to this. The one thing I've thought is the San Francisco 49ers, they made the Super Bowl last year, so they have a window that's open. But I was projecting ahead, and I was like, okay, the 49ers are hoping, or they're banking on, anyway, winning a Super Bowl with a rookie wide receiver, with a second-year wide receiver, and with a quarterback who essentially has played 30 games or so, less than that, 25 to 30. All of a sudden, it feels like the skill positions are not only inexperienced, but the depth has gotten hit, and boy, oh boy, what kind of pressure has this put on rookie Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah, a lot of pressure on Ayuk. It adds pressure to guys like Jalen Hurd and Trent Taylor. You know, two players that didn't play last year that I think a lot of the time you hear 49ers fans say, well, those guys are going to come back and those guys are going to contribute. And I think there's a certain, you know, portion of 49er fandom that just believe that that's an automatic. Well, it's true. Those two could come in and contribute. There's a difference between them having the ability to contribute and having that just be a foregone conclusion or be a lock. There's still question marks there. The 49ers are in a position, and I think you just have to go back to last year. Their offense in the passing game really didn't take off until they added Emmanuel Sanders. Well, Emmanuel Sanders is gone now. So you basically had it develop where it was Emmanuel Sanders and Deebo Samuel and Kendrick Bourne. It was those three. Boom, boom, boom. And you still had George Kittle, who's the centerpiece of everything the right. 49ers do offensively. Now you're taking Emmanuel Sanders and Deebo Samuel away. So you've lost one and your two wide receivers from where you finished the season on February 2nd in Miami. And you're saying a rookie and two guys that didn't play last year have to step in and fill the void. This is a major, major loss for the San Francisco 49ers if Deebo Samuel is going to miss any part of the regular season or have lingering effects that he won't be the same player maybe in 2020 like was expected.
Yeah, and now you look at that receiving core, JD, and not that Deebo Samuel has experience, but there's not a lot of experience in that wide receiver core. And if experience isn't the right word, maybe the word proven should be used. There's not a lot of proven receivers on that core. And I'm with you. To me, there's a difference between counting on somebody and somebody giving you something and it's gravy. All right. What Deebo Samuel gave the 49ers last year, yes, it was needed. Of course it was. But it's kind of gravy. It was a rookie who got better over the course of the season. It's something you hope it's something that you definitely hope happens with young receivers, but I don't think you ever expect it to happen. And now, you're right, JD, the 49ers have a bunch of receivers. You don't know what you're going to get out of them. You don't know what to expect out of them. And at least with this guy, I mean, it's just Deebo Samuel. It's even the guy who is emerging now might be stifled.
Yeah, and look, let's run down the depth chart, right? Kendrick Bourne, and I already see on the text line at 888-957-9570, hey, put some respect on Bourne's name. Well, Bourne was a number three. Now Kendrick Bourne, if Deebo Samuel can't play week one, Kendrick Bourne's your number one. So if your number one wide receiver is Kendrick Bourne and your number two wide receiver is, let's say, Brandon Ayuk, then who are your that right there is shaky enough, but then who are your three and your four? I mean, you've got Hurd and Taylor and Juwan Jennings, who was a draft pick. Dante Pettis is somebody that I haven't mentioned, and that's not coincidental. The reason I hadn't mentioned him is because he's a forgotten man that is going to have to come back and emerge and potentially be a productive player for the Niners. Does anybody have any faith that Dante Pettis at this point will be able to do that? Richie James is still around. They signed Travis Benjamin as, you know, veteran filler. The 49ers are a depleted team until Deebo Samuel comes back and comes back at the rate that he left, if not better.
All right, big San Francisco 49ers news. Unfortunately, Deebo Samuel suffered a broken foot. It was in a throwing session in Tennessee with teammates. He's having surgery today. It is being called a Jones fracture. Ian Rapoport was the man from the NFL Network who reported it. Let's take a listen to Ian Rapoport right now.
Sources say that 49ers standout receiver Deebo Samuel, who became one of their go-to players late in the season in the playoffs, suffered a broken foot on Tuesday in Nashville during the 49ers players-only throwing session. My understanding is he's having surgery from Dr. Robert Anderson. That is happening today in Green Bay. He should miss between 12 and 16 weeks. So Samuel, who's primed for a huge 2020, his sophomore season, still has plenty of time to make an impact, should be able to be on the field early this coming season.
All right, that's Ian Rapoport. He broke the news. Deebo Samuel suffered a broken foot on Tuesday during a team throwing session. It was players working out together in Tennessee. He's having surgery today in Green Bay. Rapoport reporting 12 to 16 weeks. JD, where does that put us?
Quick math. Yep. The NFL season begins 12 weeks from today.
Okay.
So 12 weeks from today is the Thursday night opener on September the 10th. So 12 weeks from today, now the 49ers obviously don't play until Sunday. So 12 weeks and 3 days from right now is the 49ers opener scheduled for Levi's Stadium against the Arizona Cardinals. If you go 16 weeks out, you're looking at October the 8th, which would obviously be after 4 games had already been played in the San Francisco 49ers season. So according to that timeline that Ian Rapoport lays out, the best case scenario would be he's ready to roll right as the season is beginning, anywhere between September 10th and October 8th.
Wow. Interesting. If you're just joining us, 49ers wide receiver Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel has suffered a broken foot. This happened on Tuesday in Tennessee during a throwing session. And he's having surgery today in Green Bay. Deebo Samuel, Ian Rapoport reporting. This could be a 12 to 16 week recovery. 12 weeks from now is essentially the start of the San Francisco 49ers regular season. So right now it looks as though the start of the season is certainly in jeopardy. And boy, I mean, the ramifications of this, what does it mean? Does it mean anything in terms of George Kittle's contract extension? Does it mean any? I mean, it's obviously, to me, puts a lot more pressure on rookie Brandon Ayuk. They're going to need him. It just, you know, 888-957-9570. How significant, if you're a 49er fan, is this? But, man, Deebo Samuel, you're right, JD. There are guys you hope take jumps from year to year. Deebo Samuel, I think, no doubt about it, is a player who was expected and going to be counted on to take that jump coming into the 2020 season.
Yeah, and again, the one thing that I continue to stress in this is the fact that every Jones fracture is not the same, and the timeline can be different. And if you recall, going back to what happened with Trent Taylor last year, you know, because it's been, you know, reported it's the same injury, right? Trent Taylor had a setback because of an infection after he had to have a second surgery. So it's a little bit, it's a different scenario,
right?
You know, and you'd have to keep that in mind, because again, I think you're seeing a lot of, well, it's the same injury, and he didn't play the whole year.
Yeah.
The Jones fracture in and of itself, if it heals properly, you know, the other person that famously had a Jones fracture, when you start talking about everything being different, was Kevin Durant, I believe, when he was with Oklahoma City. We'll have to do some research on that. But going back to that year that Kevin Durant missed with Oklahoma City, remember where he was out, and then he was going to come back, if you remember. And then I believe he even had to have a second surgery, if memory serves. I could be off a little bit. Maybe we can get Kyle to dig up the specifics on that. But I think Kevin Durant, his injury with Oklahoma City going back, what, six or so years
something
ago,
like that, yeah.
was a Jones fracture.
All righty. Debo Samuel, it's being reported by Ian Rappaport. Debo Samuel broke his foot on Tuesday in Tennessee during a throwing session. Samuel is having surgery today in Green Bay. And Ian Rappaport says this could be a 12 to 16 month recovery. 12 to 16 week recovery, which would put Samuel's start of the season in jeopardy. Coming up in 15 minutes, Brian Baldinger will join us to talk about this injury. He's our radio.com NFL insider. And as you all know, he's very tapped in. But this is clearly significant news and very, very, let's be honest, bad news for the San Francisco 49ers. Let's go out to Kevin. Kevin's in Oakland, and it sounds to me like Kevin's got an optimistic view from his seat. Hey, Kevin, how you doing, man?
How you doing, man? I listen to you all the time. I love listening to the show. But I got to say, your guy is over-exaggerating.
Me or JD?
I like Debo. I love Debo. Don't get me wrong. Debo is one of our, he's one of our future good players. But Hurd is pretty good, man. And you cannot deny Shanahan as an offensive coordinator. We have
I'll
a running game. We have a tight end. We have a plethora of young receivers that's ready to go and improve themselves. We have a defense. We have an offensive line. Relax. Okay, we understand everybody gets hurt in the NFL. But believe me, Shanahan, he's offensive, one of the greats of this time. We will be okay. He's not dead, and he will be back. So why is it like making it like, oh, the season is gone? We're talking about a guy that only played for 1 year.
And only, Kevin,
has great hands, but Debo ran a gang of sweeps. He wasn't like our receiver going downfield like T.O. all day. He was just running, you know, quick ends and sweeps. So we will be okay. Niners will be right back where they was at, and Debo will come right on in. And we forgot, we got a guy named Kittle that does pretty much everything. So come on, man. We got to get off that like if the season is just going down here. Come on now.
Nobody's saying the season's going down, Kev. Come on.
R-E-L-A-X.
But here's the – okay, Kevin. Relax. I got you. Kevin giving us the Aaron Rodgers message, and that's – and you know what? He started running down that list of stuff, JD, and I was like, you know what? Kevin's right. This obviously, you know, Kyle Shanahan is a nice head coach to have in a situation like this. All I'm pointing out, JD, is now you look at the receiving core – and it's very inexperienced. Not that Debo Samuel was an 8-year veteran, looks a little thin. What else kind of crosses your mind as you think about this on the fly?
Look, you need both guys. This is a major setback. Now, if he comes back in week one and he's normal, then it's not. If he comes back week four and he's fine, you can get through four games. Nobody's saying the season is over, but he is the best wide receiver on the San Francisco 49ers team, and it was the combination of him and George Kittle that made the 49ers offense, along with Emmanuel Sanders, much more dynamic in the second half of the season. Yes, the running game is a part of that too. This is not nothing, and it's especially not nothing if he can't come back on time. So, you know, are you as well set up as you can be with an offensive coordinator? Sure, but let's not act like this is nothing. The 49ers offense didn't exactly in the passing game perform to the standards of the fans until Emmanuel Sanders was added into the mix, and you basically kicked Kendrick Bourne and Debo Samuel down a notch to where they were right. The two and the three with George Kittle.
Let's go to Mike in Michigan, one of our favorites. How you doing, Mike? What's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing? I just want to say I am worried, very worried. The Niners have a very inexperienced wide receiver core. Debo did come up big last year, but you got to look at the guys who were set to step up this year. They were hurt. Trent Taylor was hurt. Jalen Hurts, for as much as people say he can be a weapon, missed the whole season. He did show a couple good plays against the Cowboys in the preseason, but he hurt his back. Guys, you know who hurt their backs? He might not come back 100%. Kendrick Bourne, I'll put some respect on his name. He made some great plays last year, but he's also very inconsistent. His route running, he dropped a lot. He dropped some easy gimmies last year, but he also came up with, you know, the 30-16 against the Rams. So I'll give him credit on that. But you got to also look at Kittle. Kittle's been nagged by injuries his last couple years. He's had that shoulder injury. He had the broken ankle all last year that he still played and produced, but he's also coming up on a contract year to where you don't know, as much as he loves football, his agent might say, hey, you might want to hold out. So I love the team we have, but Debo was their Swiss Army knife. He did everything. He's their best blocker at wide receiver. He's their best route runner now at wide receiver, and he's their best receiver. So I'm very worried. You know, hopefully it's 12 weeks.
Well, we're losing you, Mike, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You're just joining us, Debo Samuel. Sustained a broken foot in Tennessee on Tuesday during a throwing session, having surgery today in Green Bay. Ian Rapoport, NFL Network, reporting this could be a 12 to 16 week recovery process, which would put the start of the season in jeopardy for Samuel. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll have Brian Baldinger, Radio.com NFL insider, and also a huge Debo Samuel fan. There's no doubt about that. And here's a name that's quickly, JD, come to mind. Jerick McKinnon. And I know he hasn't played in 2 years. I know he's not a wide receiver. But I'm looking at this team and its playmaking ability, and I'll tell you what, they could use a Jerick McKinnon from 2 or 3 years ago. Now, is he a player that you just say out of sight, out of mind until he plays, or do you look at the upcoming season and say maybe he can help?
I would put him in the category of Hurd or Taylor, and maybe even a step below Hurd or Taylor. It's okay. Could come in and help, but you can't count on him coming in and help. Like it I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying we might not be looking up week 5 and go, wow, Jerick McKinnon's helped with a couple of other players to offset the loss of Debo Samuel. It's not all doom and gloom. I'm just being real with you. If you don't have Debo Samuel, this thing isn't going to be an easy fix. That's all.
Right. And if you take a look at the 49er wide receiver core right now, Jalen Hurd, he was the third-round pick in 2019. He missed all of last year with a back injury. 49ers hoping he's ready to go. Trent Taylor, he was a fifth-round pick in 2017. He missed all of last year with a foot injury. It was the same foot injury that Debo Samuel has just sustained. However, Taylor had complications with a surgery after the initial surgery that kept him out all year last year. It had more to do with a foot infection than the injury itself. Kendrick Bourne, arguably now, is the team's number one receiver. Brandon Ayuk, he's a first-round pick, obviously, this past season in 2020. They also signed Travis Benjamin. He's a veteran free agent signing. And we're going to talk about it all when we get back. The San Francisco 49ers, some bad news today. Debo Samuel has suffered a broken foot. Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game. It'll be brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Brian Baldinger, Radio.com NFL insider. He'll be coming up next to talk about Debo Samuel breaking his foot. Chilton Auto Body is open to serve the Bay Area with contact-free auto body repair options. Along with free pickup and delivery, Chilton Auto Body now offers virtual estimates and curbside contact-free service from the comfort of your vehicle. Book an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Matt Steinmetz along with John Dickinson, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill out today. And the big news, obviously, breaking about an hour ago, Debo Samuel suffered a broken foot during a throwing session in Tennessee. Radio.com NFL Insider. Brian Baldinger joins us right now. You know him from Baldy's Breakdowns on Twitter, and you can follow him on that app, at Baldy NFL. Brian, Deebo Samuel was projected to be the 49ers' number one receiver this upcoming year. How big is this?
It's big, Steiny. I mean, J.D., it's going to be with you guys. You know, it's the fifth metatarsal, the Jones fracture. I've had that happen to me. A lot of guys have. The fact that they're going straight to surgery today is important because a lot of times what they'll do is they'll just put it in a boot and see if it heals on its own. And I think it's just too risky, you know, to wait two more months to see if it heals on its own. And then if it doesn't, then you have the surgery. I think you're better off trying to get it corrected. It usually comes back fine, Steiny, but, you know, the season starts 12 weeks from today, and that's about the time that you need in order to, you know, to recover from that injury.
Yeah, speak to that point, Brian, just the fact that, you know, every Jones fracture is different, and I know, you know, it's been put out there a lot within the last hour. You know, Trent Taylor had a Jones fracture and then had some complications last year with an infection to where he wound up missing the whole season. But my point and what I want you to get into is not every Jones fracture is necessarily the same, good or bad.
No, it isn't. And, you know I've known many guys that have had to get that surgery twice. If you don't get it done and you kind of play with it, I mean, I fractured my fourth and my fifth. They just started cracking the bones in the foot because I didn't get it taken care of the first time. There is always that concern that the surgery doesn't correct it, although I'm sure that they will always err on the side of caution with the player as young as Deebo with as much potential that he has. But it's a devastating blow. Let's face it. You know, they were willing, you know, in order to let Sanders go to New Orleans, they were counting on Deebo and Brandon Ayuk right there to kind of step in and pick up the slack. And so you're basically without your top two wide receivers from a year ago right now. Now, they've got depth and they've got other players there. But to your point, every surgery when it comes to this, especially a wide receiver that, you know, is as strong as Deebo is. I mean, he's a running back in a wide receiver body, and he breaks a lot of tackles. I mean, that surgery and really getting taken care of is just critical at this point.
Radio.com NFL Insider Brian Baldinger joining us. We're talking about Deebo Samuel, who suffered a broken foot in Tennessee during a throwing session. Baldy, I know you were banged up a lot during your career, obviously, as a lineman. This particular injury, how did you handle it? When did it happen, and how long did it take you to get back?
Well, I mean, I knew I had a problem with my foot, Steiny. You know, I kind of, you know, I'm a lineman. I'm not running like Deebo. You know, it was bothering me for over a year, and I really just kind of kept it to myself. Some days were worse than other days. But once it was clear when I got an X-ray that it was cracked, and they're saying, and I did that. I put it in a cast, and I was on crutches, non-weight-bearing, the whole thing for 2 months, and I came back. I was nervous as can be. They put it under the X-ray, and it didn't heal at all. And I was crushed. I mean, I ended up missing a little bit of time, and, you know, it kind of went into the next season before I got it corrected the right way, in the proper way. And so I think that's what the 49ers have done after the X-ray. Like, let's just get this thing taken care of now. We're 12 weeks out, getting back into shape and all that. I mean, I think he's going to be fine this year. It's just a question of how many games. You know, does he miss the Cardinal game? Does he miss the Jets game? How far into the season before he comes back and then really kind of gets back into the rhythm of the games, which is critical, knowing you're going to miss all this time right now.
Yeah, and I think the other aspect of this, and you touched on it briefly, was just how dynamic Deebo Samuel was in the 49ers offense, receiver and, you know, in the running game. The 49ers offense didn't really take off in the passing game until after they added Emmanuel Sanders. Yes, George Kittle is still around, but should they have to play three, four games, let's say, without Deebo Samuel, and now you don't have Emmanuel Sanders, how does that change the game plan in terms of what Kyle Shanahan's going to try to have to do offensively should it come to that?
Well, I mean, look, I think they were really high in 2018 when they drafted Jalen Hurd from Baylor. He went on injured reserve last year, really had the redshirt season. But, I mean, he's a – I mean, I know who he is, and I've done Baylor games. I mean, he's an impressive, imposing, physical guy at 6'4", almost 230 pounds, and he can do a lot of the things that Debo did, but he still has to do them. And so I don't know what he's going to be like, how quickly he can learn the offense, how quickly he can become a factor. Dante Pettis has been given a number of opportunities. We'll see, you know, just what he can do. Kendrick Bourne has been around. I mean, he's got guys there. Trent Taylor, like you mentioned, was there and contributed his rookie year and into 2018. But, you know, this is a team that many, many people believe have a great opportunity to get back to a Super Bowl and be the class of the NFC. But if you start the season without your two starting wide receivers that were, you know, within 10 points in the fourth quarter of winning a Super Bowl game, I mean, that kind of puts you behind the eight ball to start. And are they still, you know, the favorites at this point? I mean, it's if your passing game is going to take the kind of hits that they're just taking right now, I mean, it's going to be off to a real questionable start right now.
Brian Baldinger joining us on 95.7 The Game. We talked about the receivers on the roster, Baldy. And the name is already being talked about. Is Antonio Brown somebody you'd consider if you were in the 49ers front office?
Well, he's been working out with Deion Sanders this whole offseason. And he hasn't been on Twitter. He hasn't been on social media, but quietly working out with Deion. Deion's son is working out with Tom Brady. You know, I mean, there's past there. There's no question he wants to come back and play. Now, you know, his debut in Oakland was a disaster. Would it be different under Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo, John Lynch? Would he be a professional? Would he be a great team player? I mean, I think you have to make the phone call and just have the conversation with him. Just see where he's at mentally. I don't know where the league is at with him, with some of the transgressions that are up against him right now and what that does to him. But I would make the phone call. He was the league's best receiver before he just sort of collapsed and fell out of favor. I would make the phone call, and then you got to decide, is this a guy that you want in your locker room, that your locker room can handle, or is it somebody that you're better off just not touching? But I think you have to make the phone call and see where he's at.
Baldy, how much does this change, if at all, the dynamic between the 49ers and George Kittle as far as trying to agree to a contract extension? Is there more pressure on the 49ers to get something done, less, or do you just have to wait and see how it plays out?
I mean, George Kittle's going to be a 49er. I mean, he's not going to go anywhere. I mean, I don't know where they're at financially. I haven't seen any sort of projections at all, but I mean, I imagine he's going to be the highest paid tight end in football at some point here pretty soon. And so, does this sort of push it along? Does the agent kind of push it? I don't know. I mean, I think George just wants to play football. And, you know, the agent and John Lynch in the front office, they can handle the financials. I think he feels pretty good that he's not going to go anywhere, that they'll get it done. And I don't know that this really changes anything at this point.
Baldy, thanks for joining us on the spur of the moment, man. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Steiny. Take care, JD. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All righty. That's Brian Baldinger. You know, I'm on Twitter at Baldy NFL, Baldy's Breakdowns. And we're talking about 49ers wide receiver Debo Samuel. He suffered a broken foot during a throwing session with teammates on Tuesday. He's having surgery in Green Bay today. And Ian Rappaport, who broke the story, is saying this could be a 12 to 16 week recovery process. 12 weeks from today, the San Francisco 49ers are set to open the 2020 season. And obviously 16 weeks from now would get Debo Samuel back in the first quarter or so of the season. But this is unexpected news, JD, and one that's going to impact. And I mean, is it too soon, do you think, to talk about Antonio Brown? Is that crazy?
Well, look, there's no chance I'd make that call.
Really?
No chance. None. Absolutely not. No chance I would make that call at this particular point in time. But I do think it's fair to throw it out there at 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. And does this change the dynamic between the 49ers and George Kittle? The text line at 888-957-9570. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
510 says, if I'm Kittle's agent, I tell him to hold out right now for an extension on his contract. Hold out right now. Now, obviously, that's extreme. But look, there are a lot of different pieces to this thing because of this injury.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And there's another point of view here from the 925. They played games minus both starting tackles. Major setback, stop it. And you know what? This is one of those days where I don't know if I'm thankful my main man, the Goo's, not here, or I'm regretting that Daryl the Guru Johnson's not here. Because let me go out on a limb not and say that Guru would love to hear from Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Now, you know,
I'm starting
to tingle. JD, you said something very different than no interest in Antonio Brown. You said, I don't even make the call. To me, there's a difference between making the call and not making the call. To me, you make the call because, yeah, you just put your foot in the water and see. But you don't even want it to get that far. You're not an Antonio Brown fan.
I just wouldn't make the call. Look, here's the thing. Antonio Brown has gone back and forth. He's played nice, like Baldy said. He's working out with Deion. He's quiet. He's staying off of social media. But let's be honest. He's played both sides of this thing for the entire time since he's been gone from the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's been, I apologize, I'm changed, and then the moment he gets on a team, he acts a completely different way. So I just don't think you can trust him at this point, because it's happened more than once where he's sort of changed his tune as, I'm with the program, the program, and then he's not as soon as he gets signed. So I just don't think you can trust him. So no, I wouldn't even think about making the call.
And you know what about Antonio Brown and Deebo Samuel? I mean, look, if you're the 49ers right now, you got to believe Deebo Samuel's he's going to play. All right. Even if his rehab takes a little longer than expected, maybe it goes to week 6 or week 8 of the season. You know, it might be able to overcome that. You can't, I mean, if Deebo Samuel can return and be the receiver that he was at the end of the year early in the season, then really you don't need Antonio Brown. It would be more if the next thing you know, we're a month before the season, Antonio Brown not signed, and you find out that Deebo Samuel's had a setback. That's a different story. But I think I'm with you right now. I'm kind of laying low right now and just kind of taking it one day at a time.
Now, there's another layer to this for me. And it's, throw Antonio Brown out of the equation. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you completely avoid looking for another wide receiver to put into the mix. And, he would just not be a guy that I would consider. You know, how about Odell Beckham Jr.? Would you consider him? I mean, I think I would probably lean more toward where you're coming from as far as, you don't need to decide right now because you don't know how long Deebo Samuel is going to be out. And right now you're anticipating he's going to be out at a maximum, let's say 3 or 4 games, at a maximum.
Right.
So you don't need to rush. But I would make some calls if I'm John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, to just kind of see what else is out there, a la what they did with Emmanuel Sanders in the middle of last season.
Deebo Samuel suffered a broken foot on Tuesday during a throwing session in Tennessee. He's having surgery today in Green Bay. Ian Rapoport believes, he's from the NFL Network, says Deebo Samuel looking at a 12 to 16 week rehabilitation prospect. And I'm telling you right now on the text line at 888-957-9570, I'm seeing both things, that this is a big deal, and I'm also seeing a lot of relax. We get him back early in the season, everything, and I'm talking about Debo Brown. Everything's going to be fine. Let's go out and hear what Rolando. Rolando's in Mountain View. What's going on, Rolando? How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Doing good. I'm a big fan of you guys. You guys do awesome work, so keep up the work. You guys always keep it real, and that's what I love about you guys.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I got about the whole Antonio Brown situation. I mean, of all the receivers out there, like, I much prefer them to take a chance on Antonio Brown than Odell, or even people are saying that Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon, I have less faith than I trust Antonio Brown. But I want to ask you guys, do you think Lynch should and would? And I want to ask the fans about it, because, you know, as Kyle Shanahan, you're always looking to get better. If Shanahan said that him and Lynch kicked the tires on Tom Brady to make him team better, why not do the same approach with Antonio Brown? I want to hear your guys' thoughts and what the fans think out there. So I'm a big fan of the show.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It's a good question.
Hope your birthday is booming.
The 49ers, they flirted a little bit with Tom Brady, no doubt about it. Tom Brady, I look at as a far more of a sure thing than an Antonio Brown. But a couple other names out there, Dez Bryant, his name's still out there. He didn't play all last year. So, the other thing about Antonio Brown, and I get it, every franchise is different, JD, but, he went to the Raiders and completely wrecked shop. And then don't forget, he went to the Patriots, played a game, and they said, you know what, we're out. We're out on you too. So it always sounds better to, hey, let's go out and see if we can get Antonio Brown a lot of times than actually signing a guy like Antonio Brown.
Debo Samuel has spoken. I know I've got his Twitter up right here, and he 2 minutes ago tweeted, 10 weeks, I'm back, better than the Debo you've seen before. And then prayers up at the end of that. So 10 weeks, Debo Samuel says he's back and better than before. We said 12 weeks is September the 10th, which is 3 days before the 49ers' first game. 10 weeks would be 17 days before the 49ers' first game. That would be August 27th, which is, August 27th. 2 weeks and 3 days before the 49ers' first game.
Interesting. And Debo Samuel saying, I'll be back in 10 weeks. And really what I would have liked to have heard there was the drop of not a doctor. Debo Samuel obviously is the patient. He's going to be very, very optimistic, and rightfully so, and good for him. But 49ers with a little bad news today.
I'm not an Debo expert, Samuel, but I do have a strong opinion.
Debo Samuel with a broken foot, suffered in Tennessee during a throwing session, having surgery today. Ian Rappaport broke the story, said we're looking at 12 to 16 weeks before he can come back. And Debo Samuel, according to John Dickinson, already on Twitter saying 10 weeks. I'll be back in 10 weeks, which puts him in the starting lineup for the opener. Let's go to Javier. Javier's in Vacaville. How you doing, Javier?
How are you guys doing today, Mr. Dickinson? It's your time.
Yes, good. Doing well.
So, this notion that he had a previous call saying he only ran the in route and swapped the fly sweeps and all the shallow concepts, you got to understand, Debo Samuel led their team in yards after catch from the receiver position, obviously not from the tight end position, but also you're putting onus on a second-year player that was a rookie last year. I got his opportunity because Dante Pettis is presumed bust, whether he is wrong, right, or different. His play says that's what it is, more or less, in regards to being a bust in this in NFL career so far. The National Football League is not for long. If you're going to sit there and act like the NFL is going to be, afraid of putting two receivers on Kendrick Bourne and saying, all right, let's have Brandon Ayuk on the perimeter at Z, when he's going to have no OTAs, no mini camp, maybe a shell of the training camp, and think San Francisco is going to be okay, like you said previously. Their pass game was suspect last year, but Garoppolo found a way with Kittle and the running backs. This whole notion is his foot injury is going to be back. We were expecting big things from Trentale last year to contribute to this team. His, whether he had an infection or not, his injury was not sustainable in regards to his recovery. Jerick McKinnon is more or less a ghost, a thought, because he was given all that money with the same sort of injury. And he's somebody that, without finding that that gem in the undrafted class of 2017 with Matt Breida, we would have never even knew what their running game would have been because they didn't have a running back to supplant McKinnon.
So what, Javier? Javier, what are you saying? That this is how big a deal is this on a scale of 1 to 10 to you?
Football game, sign Antonio Brown, because if they have that, they come up short again and don't win the Super Bowl, and they come up just to inch short, and they don't get the job done from a presumed Super Bowl favorite. They're going to make every excuse they can and everything they want. I'm tired of making excuses, not just for Jimmy Garoppolo, but for Kyle Shanahan. They don't want to go make the big move. Is scare money don't make money, and that's real. And they don't.
Thanks, Javier. Appreciate it. He never did answer. I guess Javier would say the injury's big enough to go make a call to Antonio Brown. 888-957-9570 is the number. About an hour ago, news broke. Debo Samuel has broken his foot. That happened in Tennessee during a throwing session. Having surgery today in Green Bay. In Green Bay, Ian Rapoport of the NFL Network projecting a 12 to 16 week recovery process for Samuel. Debo Samuel on Twitter saying, "I'll be back in 10 weeks and I'll be better than the Debo Samuel you saw last year." So that's where we are, but certainly a piece of news that's going to impact the San Francisco 49ers upcoming season. JD, it's just a matter of how it will affect it. Very little if he's ready by game one, or more than that if this thing were to linger.
Yeah, and look, if you know right now that Debo Samuel, let's just split the difference, right? Like, let's say it's not 16 weeks, but it's also not 10 weeks, right?
Okay.
So let's just say that it's going to be, you know, right in the middle at 13 weeks, but let's say he's got to miss two games.
Okay.
If Debo Samuel's got to miss two games just to play it safe, but you know you're going to have Debo Samuel at, let's say, 95% of what he was last year, then I think if you're the 49ers, you're fine. You can piece it together.
Sure.
With game plan and run the football, and Kyle Shanahan will coach it up. And you know what? It'll be an opportunity to see what you've got. It'll be an opportunity to see Ayuk, and it'll be an opportunity to see Jalen Hurd and Trent Taylor and everybody else. There's some leeway there. If there's any kind of setback within the next 6 to 10 weeks as it leads toward, you know, the bulk of training camp and the beginning of the regular season, and you're at that August 27th point and you know he's going to miss at least 4 weeks or more, then I think you got to hit the phones pretty hard if you're the 49ers.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Debo Samuel, who suffered a broken foot earlier in the week, and we want to get your thoughts on it. Particularly, does this affect George Kittle, the tight end, who's looking for a big payday this year, who's got one more year left on his contract? That's what's coming up next on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Still open to serve the community they love with full-service banking, no compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.